Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces seize full control Friday of the Islamic State stronghold in Manbij, that's near the Turkish border. SDF told Reuters its forces were sweeping the city after the last Islamic State militants in the city fled. U.S.-backed forces had also freed more than 200 civilian hostages whom IS had been using as human shields. U.S. and coalition officials have long seen Manbij as a key hub for the terror group. Foreign ministers of Turkey and Iran have agreed to boost trade relations and pledge greater cooperation on resolving the Syria crisis, despite their differences on the issue. At a joint news conference, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said he is pleased to see the relations between Turkey and Russia have improved and that they are moving towards a cooperation on the issues of a region that are important to Iran, Turkey, and for Syria. The Turkish foreign minister also was quick to heap praise and thanks on his Iranian counterpart, stressing how important Zarif's support was during last month's failed military takeover. The United Nations Security Council has authorized the deployment of an additional 4,000 troops to South Sudan, despite reservations on the move by the government. The troops will be deployed to South Sudan's capital, Juba, and are authorized to use all means necessary to enforce their mandate. This is VOA News. UN Committee Against Torture is warning acts of violence and incitement to hatred against the ethnic Tutsi minority in Burundi could develop into genocide. We get more now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
The UN Committee Against Torture examined three regular reports submitted by Kuwait, Honduras, and Mongolia. The committee also addressed a special report from Burundi. Chair of the committee, Jens Modvik, says the committee has received information that reports of violence and torture are politically and ethnically motivated.
Secretary General's Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide has expressed preoccupation that we are in an early stage of something that could develop towards genocide.
Deadly protests broke out in the capital, Bujumbura, in April 2015, following President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term in office. Since then, the UN Refugee Agency reports some 275,000 people have fled to neighboring countries in search of refuge. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. defense officials are telling Russia to tone down its tough talk on Ukraine, warning Moscow could inflame an already tense and fragile situation. One defense official said the U.S. has not seen any evidence to support Russian claims that Ukraine has been trying to carry out terror attacks, inciting that what it called Moscow's record of frequently levying false accusations at Ukraine. Earlier on Friday in Moscow, Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Russia could break off diplomatic ties with Ukraine in light of the recent security concerns. Here are some of the results of Day 7 at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. American swimmer Katie Ledecky broke the world record in the 800 meters freestyle and won a gold medal in the process. Joseph Schooling of Singapore built a big lead and took the gold in the 100-meter butterfly, leaving behind American Michael Phelps, Laszlo Scheck of Hungary, Clad Delclo of South Africa, all tied for a silver. Rafael Nadal and Mark Lopez of Spain won the first tennis gold medal in tennis competition at the Rio Games, beating Florin Mergia and Oria Techeau of Romania in the men's doubles final. Sophie Schmidt scored in the 56th minute, and Canada advanced to the women's soccer semifinals with a 1-0 upset of France on Friday night. The Netherlands has one team through to the quarterfinals in the men's bracket at the Copacabana Beach Volleyball venue. Lots more from what's going on at the Olympics, and you can find it at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.